This is episode 4 of the Healing Through Consciousness podcast series on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Well, you know, from the time we're young, we're taught to protect our lives from nature. Sprays to keep off the bugs, oils to block the harmful rays, potent cleansers to ward off the offending bacteria waiting to take up residence in the bathroom. And don't even think about eating that bread that dropped on the floor. Nature is often a savage place, we're shown on Discovery Channel documentaries, where evil microbes lurk expectantly, waiting for us to let down our guard for a split second before pouncing. You wonder where the vaunted human immune system goes in situations like these, don't you? And how hugging your grandmother came to be so dangerous. Well, there are huge financial interests behind this idea that the danger lies outside. We need vaccines to protect us from outside enemies, and some estimates put combined vaccine company profits at some $65,000 per minute these days. We've accepted toxic pesticides as necessary to deal with pesky plagues, and there are obvious implications for human and ecosystem health associated with that. Our multi-billion-dollar drug industry to treat symptoms can often exacerbate serious disease conditions. Well, we don't want to branch off into conspiracy theory here, but medical education in the West today is notorious for training doctors that pharma solutions and surgery are the only option. And pharma lives on treating outside invasions or faulty hormones, chemical imbalances, and deficient organs. However, just to throw a significant alternative spanner into the works, Drs. Kepi and Pacheco have been working for decades on treating physical, mental, and even social infirmity through a potent form of psychosociotherapy. And their work suggests strongly that disease doesn't come principally from outside us at all. In their clinic, disease is largely an interior condition. While the modern medical and drug establishment makes its money and consolidates its hold on treatment and treatment narratives by provoking fear of what's going on outside. And they do call the shots today. The consequences, however, make us sicker. Here's Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco.
Jones, from the start, we see that this is a paranoid idea, right?
Yeah.
You develop a bacteriophobia, a germ phobia, a viral phobia, whatever phobia. And this idea that all diseases come from germs and from the external world, increasing paranoia, it also increases the very source of somatization. Because from all the observations I've done in my research in psychosomatics, I've seen that more than negative emotions like anger and fear and depression and rancor, worse than everything is an attitude of feeling persecuted or feeling in a dangerous defensive attitude. The paranoia which is present in all human beings can be manifested in many, many ways. You can feel criticized. This is a paranoia. You can have this self-reference attitude, which is a way of being like the center of everything that happens. Everybody is criticizing me. Everybody is rejecting me. Everybody is observing me. And paranoia comes from projection. Kepi wrote in his book, The Origin of Illnesses, that censoring the consciousness of our wrong attitudes, wrong deeds, egotism, bad intentions, envies, competitions, ill intentions in general, causes projection. And this study was started by Melanie Klein in the book Envy and Gratitude. According to her studies and observations, since the early stages of life, children develop a kind of envy of the goodness of the mother, the breast of the mother, and the good of life. And at the same time that they feel this anger of being dependent on the mother for everything, because everything they need, only mother can provide.
Yeah.
Milk, warmth, love. So they are not self-sufficient.
Well, their whole life is dependent on their mother at that
point. All life. So instead of being grateful, they feel these feelings of insecurity. So they cry and mother comes and gives what they need. So they start to see the mother as the source of all life or goodness. So they start to develop a kind of anger and envy. Why this? Why my mother has to be the center of all goodness? And they start to develop some kind of envy. And at the same time as they feel this uncomfortable feeling of envy, because envy is very uncomfortable for anyone, adults, children, whatever, they would have to recognize this negativity in themselves, but they don't. So they make like a confusion. At the same time, they know it's the source of all goodness. They also feel this negativity towards their mother. And they start, according to Melanie Klein, to project onto the mother the negativity that they have towards their mothers. So every time you envy a person, and if you do not recognize this, you will start to project onto that person some negativity. So you can justify your negative feelings toward the person. So in other words, if you envy that someone, you will find a way to justify your negative impressions. So you start creating an image that you are rejected by that person. That person has something against you. So you calm yourself down with these uncomfortable feelings you don't know how to deal with. So feeling persecuted is a result of these projections we make. And feeling attacked and criticized is also a result of projections. And a person to understand better how projection works should study Dr. Kepi's book, The Origin of Illnesses. So this feeling persecuted, this feeling criticized, is a big problem in every person. And not only this, but sometimes you are really criticized by society, by your friends. So this feeling persecuted increases more and more. When you know that the powerful people are after you to pay your bills or to fire you or whatever. So all this problematic creates this sense of needing to defend yourself all the time. So not only the real dangers, but the projective dangers, as I mentioned. So all these dangers cause an attitude of being defensive. And this being defensive is the biggest cause of all diseases. Because deep down, your body, your being is ready to fight or flight. According to Hans Selye, the person who created the concept of stress, this fight or flight mechanism is the basis of stress. And if you keep this attitude for a long time, you end up by creating and causing more serious diseases. The first phase, you create colds, allergies, not that serious problems.
Skin conditions, headaches maybe.
The second phase, which is worse, you can start to create infections and some other diseases that are more serious. And on the third phase, which is exhaustion, your organism gets exhausted defending itself from real or unreal imaginary dangers, then you create tumors, cancers, degenerative diseases.
Degenerative diseases, the immune system diseases we see.
Yeah, heart today. Attacks, mm-hmm. All this. So being paranoid is something that decreases your immune system condition to defend your body.
Seems to me we're living in a faithless age today, where reliance on anything outside the mainstream health treatment is seen as unscientific. And this is covertly moving us to a dismissal of nature as a healer. Where's the sense of order and vibrant health that lies in a belief in life and God and spirituality? assigned to the dustbin of history? I will personally fight for that not to happen. And just to keep in mind, this insistent pressure to conform with the dominant narrative is being driven by the very interests that make money and gain power from that narrative being crowned as the one true way. And a large ingredient in that narrative is dystopic and fear-mongering. Severe lockdowns, internment camps for virus-exposed subjects, job losses for those unwilling to comply are not signs that we're handling our health challenges in anything remotely approaching a democratic way. You're a conspiracy nut simply for suggesting we look deeper at the solutions being proposed from the unimpeachable authorities running the discourse. Meanwhile, the options for disease treatment that stray from the new true way are being dismissed quickly. Undaunted, we'll put forward some new scientific views that clash with today's narrative in our next episode.